With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details. With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hi, you're listening on to the Adventure and Pumpkin on W4CY Radio.
Wake up, America! It's time for the Adventures of Hype Man on W4CY.com, West Palm Beach's number one internet radio station. Here's your host, the Hype Man.
This is the Pipe Man here on the Adventures of Pipe Man W4CY Radio, and it's time for one of my favorite parts of the show. Something spiritual, something great, something positive, something that is a solution. So let's welcome my trusty, amazing spiritual medium and everything else, Beth Lynch.
Hello.
Hello. I love that I get to, when I'm doing this with you, I get to look at that, one of what I think is one of my favorite pictures of you.
Ah, which one? In the chair?
In the chair with the trees and in white.
Okay, well, there's a nice story behind that chair because I moved away at 22 and moved to Hollywood, Florida. Mm. And I was there 20 years. And so I was raised in this little upstate town here. And then a lot went on in 20 years, but when I came to visit and got with my husband, who I knew most of my life, but he was a boy from my hometown. He came to Florida. We lived there 12 years. Now I have to move back because of his mom got ill, and we moved back with our little baby, and we were going to go back to Florida, but, you know, there's a whole nother story there. Well, anyways, this chair my parents gave to my very good friend, who was my neighbor as we were growing up from 3 years old, when they sold their house and they moved down to Tampa, so to be closer to us. But the chair, when I moved back, okay, trying to make a long story short, when I moved back, she had that chair in her yard. So you got to imagine that that chair is probably a good 50 years old. So she gave it back to me, and I put it out in my woods that I have behind my beautiful snow-covered ground now. And, so I got the chair back, and when I did a little photo shoot for some, you know, for this kind of stuff to have, the photographer loved the chair and asked me to, and then I told, you know, when I told the story behind it, it's a cute thing. It just shows you kind of how energetically that's, you felt that, because clearly the chair could use a paint job, but how do you paint something that, you know, is so, you know, it's just, I don't know, my parents' first chair probably in their backyard, you know?
Well, here's the good news. We don't have to paint you. So, like, your overwhelming aura covers the chair. So we got a lot going on so far, 2021. It's finally February 1st. I say finally joking around because, man, January just like, see ya. I wish COVID would move as fast as January did, to be honest.
You know, energetically, I feel some movement, I have to say. And I keep feeling that in the next, each month it's going to get better. But then, you know, if I do turn on the news, I don't really hear, I don't know what I hear, because, you know, and then forget social media. you know, because what they want to talk about on there about this and, oh, now it's quiet because and all that stuff. But I don't know. I just feel that, you know, this is interesting because my feeling is in the next month or two, things are going to start lifting. I just feel it. I've got to sit back and trust in that right now. But, you know, I've been dealing a lot with people in their kids with this issue, if you want to talk about that. And I'm sure there's some listeners that are parents or guardians. And the stress, I mean, I've had like four people reach out in the last few weeks. My child tells me they need medicine to cope with all the stress. I'm like, okay, don't blow my gasket now. I can't blow it on the air. But you do not need to medicate your children for the stress of COVID, okay? They need to stop that. Children need, they will pick up energetically on their guardian, their parent, their environment, and the stressors that are going on. We have to step back and understand the soul level of this. The soul is not fearful. The soul is not able, the soul is eternal. Can the soul get sick? Well, the soul doesn't get sick. The human body gets sick. All right. We have, hey, I meditate daily. I eat well. I exercise for it. And I got it, you know, and back in Thanksgiving time. And I was surprised, humbled, but surprised. But I honestly didn't fear it. And so I don't want to sound hypocritical, but what good is the fear? If you're going to get it, you're going to get it. And you want to make sure you do everything you can. You want to make sure you're doing the best for your own immune system and move away from this fear that is being handed down to the young ones who can't maybe process it the same way intellectually. You know, whether we're talking, one kid was 8 years old. No. We don't put something in there to alter their coping skills because of fear.
Mm-hmm.
Encourage them. I think, you know, parents, guardians, maybe even in the schools, we, you know, on the virtual learning, you know, we need to do better for our kids.
Well,
you know,
I got to tell you too, that the fear is all the way around. Cause I kind of laugh when I see the conspiracy theorists sitting there preaching fear, but yet they're in fear of a conspiracy. Like, it just doesn't matter. Fear is fear. Like, so those people calling everybody else fearful are being fearful calling those other people fearful.
Yeah. And, you know, in the higher essence, in the biggest picture of all, who we truly are, and, you know, Nikola Tesla, if you want to understand the secrets of the universe and maybe solve some of these, all of these issues, that's my, I added that second part. You know, think in terms of energy, vibration, and frequency. I mean, that's a higher intuitive, intelligent view of what we're going through. I mean, science proves energy doesn't, you know, end, and, you know, I can't get into all that, but there's studies and positive frequencies and lower frequencies and thoughts and feelings and mind, body, spirit and everything. You know, this is nothing new. Yale does things. Harvard does things. These major institutions have amazing programs. Having to prove it just keeps them in this cycle of get it out there in the mainstream. You know what I mean? And show people intuitive intelligence, because your soul knows all this. Your soul is the greatest compass. And some people get confused with the word soul, that it means, you know, religion. It's not religion. It's vibrational. You know, there are religions are formed through the understanding of, you know, energy doorways and chakras. And yeah, I don't know. I'm all over the place. But that's when you look at things through frequency and vibrational and the energy, you really get the answer to all of these things. And the biggest picture is, if we raise our frequency and align to that higher place of intelligence and love and compassion, 99% of this stuff would heal, would resolve, it's what the children deserve.
Think about it. Everything we're discussing right now in the world is all based on fear. Racism is based on fear. Homophobia is based on fear. You know, all the things that are going on, like every topic is based on fear. you know, even if you take each political topic, okay, whether it be abortion or pro-life, gun laws or you know, the right to bear arms, free mm-hmm. speech, yeah, you know, all these things, they're all based on fear. It's like
every one of them.
You know, that it's like, I mean, and I don't think anybody's really understood it that way before, but like, think about it. The people that are pro-choice are fearful they won't have a choice of what to do with their own body. And the people that are pro-life are fearful of some, you know, condemnation with Satan and hell and stuff because of killing a baby, you know, and doesn't mean one side's right and the other side's wrong. It's just both sides, their basis and their foundation of their philosophy is based in fear.
Yep. Now, there's a lot on that subject, boys, in soul level. You know, I've sat with many women when I don't know nothing about them, where a child was shown, you know, in the grandmother's arms. And, you know, I mean, people who don't understand what I do, you know, as a medium or a mediator between what is spirit and what is physical. I mean, we all do that in some ways. We're all thinking about our loved ones, but I do have a pretty clear picture of it. And I'm laughing because my husband, we were watching a show last night on the psychic, The Gift. It's a good movie on Netflix. It is a movie, The Gift, and or Hulu. I think it's on Hulu. I'm sorry. And my husband was like, "So is that what you see?" I'm like, "Well, it's like it's not outside your eyes. It's inside your eyes." And yeah. He goes, "Well, what's that mean?" I go, "It's hard to explain, but if you start to fantasize about a vacation you're going to take, and you know, here's me under the palm trees on the beach, you know, and you can see it in your mind's eye. It's the same thing, only I'm not getting it from my own, you know, choice. I'm getting it to help someone else. So it's a way to say it. So anyway, you see a grandmother hand a baby to a woman, and then they, you know, burst into tears and all this emotion based on a choice they had to make when they were, you know, 20 years ago. Because of circumstances, they felt it was the best choice to make. You know, we're talking about, you know, the pro-life thing. And, you know, it's interesting to see that kind of emotion, but also people don't realize the decision a woman might be making and how emotionally charged it is. And then there's, you know, young girls. I've had moms bring me young girls that have made that decision, and they were having a hard time coping with the emotions that came with it because they thought they were going to go to hell. The worst thing that they should be thinking, you know, they're not going to go to hell for that. So yeah, that's an interesting thing on a soul level. Yeah. I've seen enough to know that, you know, the energy will continue, and you will, you know, meet that spirit child in on the other side, and it may be 70 years later or 80 years later, but you know, that's the timelessness of the soul. I mean, it's so beautiful when you really understand. You know, so the good example, because we were really talking about the kids and I was talking about that. I was at the gym this morning and a young man was there, and I recognized him as being one of my son's friends. And he's probably, well, gosh, he's a sophomore. I thought he was a little older because he'd come to some of our parties. But anyways, that's another story. And but I said, "Oh, how you doing?" And he said, "Good." I said, "Oh, did you graduate?" He goes, "No, I'm a sophomore, but it's all virtual." He goes, "This world is crazy, Mrs. Lynch. I don't understand. You know, you think it'll ever go back to normal?" And I go, "Well, I know it will." I said, I mean, and he said, you know, I go, "Well, you used to come to the meditation room." I knew last year he was in the school and he came to the meditation room a lot. And I said, "Have you?" He goes, "Oh, I breathe every night. I breathe. And I slow my breathing down and I remember what you taught me." And he goes, "And you know what? It helps my, I don't even get anxiety anymore. I calm myself down." And I said, "Look at that. That is yep. so amazing." Yep. And, you know, this is a sophomore in high school. You know what I mean? He's came to the meditation room. I've facilitated that now for 5 years here in our high school. And it's just amazing. The kids want to cope.
Yeah.
They don't want fear to get bigger than what their whole, that, you know, a young kid like that is looking at his whole life. You know, like, you know how when you make decisions at that age, you think your life, you know, no, life changes. We make different, you know, we have options that will come up. But when you're looking at a young mind like that, and it's such a impressionable, you know, emotions that he had, and he's already, all they need to be guided. And, you know, I'm so big on meditation, as you know, and families yes. should be meditating together. 20 minutes in a, you know, a few times a week is not a lot to ask your kid to sit on the couch.
It makes a huge difference for sure.
Mm-hmm.
You know, my kids always made fun of me, you know, when they were teenagers, and they would piss me off. I would go in my room, I would meditate for about 10 minutes and come out like nothing happened. And they always made fun of me for that, like, because, I don't know, people have this thing like, oh, I should just stay angry. Like, they like, hold on to this anger or whatever. And it's like, why? Move on, you know, move forward.
Yeah. And, you know, you got to look at it like every, you know, anger is a very low frequency.
Yeah.
Emotion. And if you're, every time you think something, you re-energize it, and it's going to re-energize in the frequency that you are in. And, you know, it's like most people will come to me for grief. That's an extremely low frequency. But in our being, in our consciousness, in our soul level, we're wired for grief. It doesn't make it easier. It makes it, you're able to be supported through the higher frequency in these low frequency emotions. And, you know, I think one of the greatest, I think, I love Dr. Joe Dispenza. Follow him if you don't already. He just kind of, you know, he just simplifies it. He's a chiropractor. He faced, you know, being told he wouldn't walk again. And through the power of mind, body, and spirit, he definitely does and walks all the time. And it, I mean, he's a great story. And I plug him. I don't know him personally, but I do. I read a lot of, I listen to his books on Audible. And, you know, it's just beautiful to get that reinforcement that what you intuitively feel is even science behind it. So, you know, even when we say it's solutions, this is solutions for probably 99% of the stuff you're worried about today, fearful of today. So, you know, that's, I think, the premise of our little
episode. And you know what I have to say about that? Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And in your soul level, guide you intuitively, you know. I mean, it helps you feel the things you need to feel to make the choices in your life. So you know what they say about challenges are choices that aren't made, and they're starting to pull you down or bring you into such a low frequency.
It's so funny you should bring that up, because I must have sent that to you, because especially so as a Libra, that's a huge challenge, because we sometimes suffer with indecisiveness. What's funny about that, most of my life I didn't really have that problem with the big decisions. It was just the little things, like where to eat. Like you could ask me a major business decision, I'll make it in 10 seconds, but you ask me where to eat and it'll take me a half an hour to try to figure that out. But yeah, I talk about that all the time. It's like indecisiveness can be crippling and negative. And, you know, it's funny. I've been going through that lately too myself, because, you know, pre-COVID, I had the situation where I would be here part of the time and then I would travel a lot and this and that. And now with COVID, I'm trying to make a couple decisions. I haven't made them yet, and I have to make them like right away at this point. But that, you know, one of those things is, where do I want home base to be? Because before, I didn't really worry about home base. It was kind of Florida, but, you know, it was more like I was flying around. But with a situation like this, you know, it's like, do I want this to be home base where I'm at? And it is actually a decision I have to make, because I should have been at my place by now. And so it's like, do I do a lease, a long lease now? And I believe it or not, I have to let them know today whether I do a long lease or whether I'm gonna, you know, find somewhere else. And then, you know, there's all these other decisions where it's like, most of the reasons I was in Florida, or almost all of them actually are no longer existent anymore. And I my feelings. But then business, same thing. You know, some things definitely happened in the last year and even 2 years that made me kind of start to think and reevaluate things, and I'm going to make some changes. Not the type of changes in, you know, what I'm doing, but changes in the structure and who's involved, because I feel that there's been some negative energy that has been affecting us negatively, and I think you're only as good as your team, and in order to get to the next levels, you really... If you've been stagnant or holding down, I think that has to do with your team, and any negative energy you know, connected to it. So, you know, I've been in that decisive mode there too. Like, you know, I remember when I was in the investment business, when stuff would come up like this, I would just, and a lot of people do this in investment, I'd just go in, clean house. You know, you'd walk in one day and it's like, everybody, you're gone, and just start fresh again and get a whole new team. And I'm not saying I'm not that drastic now, but that used to be very effective. But you did it with no fear. You know, you did it with, you didn't worry about, oh, nobody was going to be there anymore. You just thought about, you're just replacing them. And literally, I learned it from my boss in the financial business. He'd just come in one day and fire everybody. I remember he came in and he fired 50 brokers, and it was me and some other kid that were the only ones left standing at the end of the day. You know?
Wow.
But there was a reason for that. All these brokers were having the negative water cooler talk, and, you know, people can't hide that stuff. They try to. But if you're a negative cancer, I was always taught the cancer has to be cut out, you know, no matter what benefit that cancer is. Like, I remember I had a broker that worked for me that he was bringing me about $20,000 to $30,000 a month in profit. The problem was he was a little bit of a cancer that who knows what he was costing me. And I did end up getting rid of him. And I remember somebody saying to me, how could you get rid of him? He's your biggest producer. I said, no, he wasn't. I am. You know, and I think that's what people don't realize, too, is when employees work for businesses, not just mine, any business, they think they're irreplaceable. There is no such thing. You know,
I agree with that.
And there's people out there right now that are hungry. You know, while people now are being negative that do have jobs, I do want to say, and then I'll let you say what you're going to say, but I do want to say that, you know, people should be thankful and exuberant happy that they have jobs right now, because there's plenty of people that lost like long-term careers and everything over this COVID. And then, you know, there's people out there that are absolutely, you know, absolutely hungry, because, you know, they're willing to do anything because they can't, they did get laid off or they did get loser job or whatever, and they need to feed their family. So, you know, yeah, it's been, I think there's been some negative energy here, even here, you know, that I need to change. Mm-hmm. So now you go.
Well, no, intuitively, I think I was feeling you just listening to you and the vibrations that were coming, I guess I'd say that. To do anything long term right now may not be what to do, because you have you're indecisive. You don't know. So it's not about what should I do as much as it's why don't you look at it as keeping, and this, add this to your thought process, could intuitively give you what you need to feel when you make that decision today, is just to be free to be able to do what you really want to do, maybe even in the next 6 months, you know, and to a year. And I don't even think it's a year, 6 months. I think you need to be free. I don't think you need to make a long-term commitment because of what you're, just the feeling you give me.
Yeah. Well, there you go. That's it. The commitment for the home life would be till October, which normally I would get a place from April till November. But here's the key. This next few months is where everything goes down in price. So it's like, you know, I've been sitting there because I've been looking at a lot of stuff, and I just haven't found what I'm looking for that would be worth replacing what I already have, you know, but we're also in season, so that's kind of hard. Like, you know, come March, different story. So the question is, you know, and there's the risk, and there's what you like, because if I say, nah, let's just stay on month to month, what if next month they decide, yeah, we want to rent it to somebody else or whatever, you know, and so that's really where my decisive process comes in. Like, if I had the option where I didn't worry, I wouldn't, you know, I wouldn't do it. But something is gnawing at me, too, that, hey, if you sign till October, then the thing you really want is, and, you know, that's the thing, I don't even know what I really want yet. Yeah. I know certain things, and I think COVID,
that's usually not a time intuitively to do something.
Yeah.
You know, intuitively, it's a time to sit back.
Status quo.
Yeah. Well, I hope that helps you intuitively, what I felt with you. I do have, I have another business line. I have a call at 2, so I have to go.
Oh, I know that. I was looking at the clock.
But I just about to tell you that maybe, you know, this isn't the biggest year it's going to have, big changes are going to happen, but you're going to be definitely actively looking.
And what's your feelings vibrationally and, you know, psychically and all that while we have maybe one or two more minutes here about the business side that I was talking about?
I feel like the very first vision I got was, I got this, and you have a paper in your hand, and it feels like something new. But I also feel that you have to fly to make this work. What the heck? How does that make sense? That sounds so vague, but that's what I feel.
That's fine.
The contract, I got this. It feels like a two is around it, two things. And I do feel that flight would be, and it's interesting that my hand's going east to west, east to west. You got something west you're looking at?
No, not really. I mean, you know, we have a studio in California, and I do a lot of business out there. Years ago, I would have more wanted to be there, and it gets less and less every year, especially, you know, with everything's going on now.
That could be the back and forth. It's not like permanent, but there could still be something new.
Yeah.
Are you in negotiation with something right now?
No, not necessarily, but I do have some big plans for the year. And, you know, the question is, in my head, is like, what do I need to do to the team to make that happen? Is basically, you know, in one respect. Because, you know, the question is, do I stay status quo or do I make drastic changes to the team? And I keep leaning towards the drastic changes because I think, you know, when you're stuck in one, you know, place, mm-hmm. the only way to jump up is to make those changes.
Mm-hmm. And would that affect your living situation or no?
No, not necessarily.
Yeah. So, because that was the first, that's what I was really feeling, that there wouldn't be a big change in that right now, not in the next 6 months to a year, maybe think, you know, between the next 6 months and a year.
That makes sense.
Now, that's when I felt something a little more around that movement, but not right now. Well, keep me posted. Let me know what.
Yes. Let's have some solutions. Thank you, Beth Lynch.
You're very welcome, and thank you. And go on over to my YouTube channel, Beth Lynch 444, and do a little meditation before you make that decision today.
And any other contact info you want to give the listeners before we leave?
My website, innerlightteaching.com. All my services and classes are on there. Upcoming events, you should subscribe to the website. Well, obviously, it's just a put in your email address, and you would get any updated online events I have. March 11th is my next virtual channeling circle online. It's limited to 20 people, and it's always a very powerful and exciting and healing evening. So that's March 11th.
All righty then, March 11th. And today on 2121, let's say sayonara, Beth Lynch, and thank you for another great segment of Solutions on the Adventures Pipe Man.
Thank you. Have a great one. Talk to you soon.
Thank you for listening to the Adventures of Pipe Man on W4CY Radio.